Oh no, he's just started crying. Okay, hold on. Hold on, baby.
Let's open the Only in Laguna file.
Yes, let's open the Only in Laguna file. Why not? Hey, Arena, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Leland, too.
Hey, Leland, what's up?
He is not pleased.
Tell him that I want to speak with him.
But he said no. He's not available.
Whatever. All right, so it's Daily Scramble Live on Laguna's Only FM, and twice weekly, we have the Only in Laguna file, Tuesdays and Fridays, where we open up stewnewslaguna.com, go to the police archives, and read some of the incident reports on air. And we do this because there are some crimes that can only happen in Laguna Beach. So here's one of them. Sunday, April 8th, 10:14 p.m., officers responded to the front of Skyloft to reports of an intoxicated man refusing to leave and challenging security personnel to fight. A private person's arrest was requested by the doorman. According to LBPD, the suspect gave a false name to officers. Once his real name was discovered, it was learned he was on probation. Matthew John Ellen, 35 years old, of Lake Elsinore, was arrested for challenging to fight in a public place, providing false identification to a peace officer, and a violation of probation, a felony. No bail was set, so he's languishing behind bars right now.
Is he like, hey, I'm Chuck Norris. I'm Chuck Norris. And he goes to the next bar. He's like, I'm Bruce Willis. Fight me.
Well, that's very, very funny, Arena. And nobody believes that you know anything about Chuck Norris or Bruce Willis.
I grew up with those guys. You kidding?
Sure. You grew up on Vital and, you know, what's the dude's name? The awesome Russian boxer?
I don't know.
I can't remember his name. Chikatilo?
That's not boxer. The killer.
Is that the murderer? Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Get your facts right.
I've got it mixed up. Okay. He was the butcherer, right? Chikatilo was the serial killer. All right. Yeah. Anyway, back to the story. Okay. The reason I wanted to talk about this one is because I can't believe that it's illegal to challenge someone to a fight in a public place. That's what he was arrested for. One of the things, also false identification and a violation of probation. But I didn't know, so if I said, hey, Arena, meet me at Main Beach in an hour, and I challenge you to a duel. No knives, just fists, and kicks are okay, I guess. But
well, that's disturbing.
Is that illegal for me to just say?
Well, it depends how he was doing that. If he's like having a fist up his face and like, okay, fight me. I am Karate Kid or something, you know? I'm sensei.
Hey, Your phone is doing weird stuff.
I hear you fine.
All right. Okay, so anyway, yeah, don't challenge the security at Skyloft to fight, because you will just go to jail. And I guess that's better than a beatdown.
That's true.
Also, there were a couple incidents of indecent exposure this weekend. One of them starts out great and then goes downhill. It says, reports were made in the middle of the afternoon, 3:26 p.m. Reports were made of a topless female in public with alcohol around her. According to police, half the city flocked to the scene to check it out. I'm just kidding. According to police, the suspect put her top back on as officers arrived. The 51-year-old Laguna Beach woman was cited for indecent exposure and possession of alcohol.
Well, two things could have happened. She's, you know, former French. Or...
What'd you just say?
Former French.
Former French. French. That's not a thing. You could just say maybe she's from France. Or maybe she's European. You can't be formerly French. She would still be French.
Pardon my Russian.
She would still be French. Maybe she's French-American. Maybe she's visiting from France? Is that, that's a stereotype, okay? Just because they have a lot of topless beach women in on the beaches of France, that's that doesn't mean she's automatically from France.
And then I was moving to the second point. Our second point was that, you know, she maybe visited Laguna 30, 40 years ago when it, that was totally fine. And then she came thinking that's how the things are still. So, but apparently not.
That's true. Also, maybe she just had a few drinks and then just decided to get naked. You know, that's a thing too.
I mean, that's maybe what some people do or you do, but I don't know.
There was also a report of indecent exposure by a 27-year-old Auburn, Washington man. And he was placed under a citizen's arrest. No way. This was at Thousand Steps Beach, also in the middle of the afternoon. And so literally another beachgoer arrested this guy for being naked and was like, halt, I'm placing you under citizen's arrest. Wait for the police to get here. That's hilarious.
Probably the spring breakers, you know, they go wild.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, people from Auburn, Washington, you know,
they don't get lots of sun. They need to make sure that all the, every inch of their body gets to exposed to vitamin D.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, Arena. I like where your head's at. I'm going to go do that right now. Come place me under a citizen's arrest. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. I think that's everything. Yesterday, we almost ran into a story, but it was in Dana Point. We were taking Leland down to Baby Beach to play in the water, and there was a helicopter like hovering right over across the bridge, you know, in Dana Point Harbor. Mm-hmm. And we couldn't get up there. They wouldn't let us get up close. I was like, I am from the radio station. I'm a reporter. Let me get up to the front lines. And they were like, no, we don't know. We don't know you. And apparently it was just a boat crashed into the jetty.
Yeah. And the guy fell out of the boat and they had to actually get him out with the helicopter and take him to the hospital.
Yeah. There was an air rescue in Dana Point yesterday. We saw it. We saw it happen. And but that's Dana Point, so we don't care. Back to the Only in Laguna file. Thank you so much, Arena. We'll talk about some more crime from the Stu News Laguna police blotter on Friday.
Okay. I'll see you soon. Love you. Bye.
Love you too. Bye.